Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 63. Ben Stark of Wondermill Films. Matt Scalisi, editor of FilmNerds.com.
Matt, how are you?
I'm pretty excited, Ben.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, we woke up this morning. Our friend and saint, Ben Flanagan, had sent a link to the Captain America Civil War trailer, which premiered last night. We're kind of like the Marvel nerds, I think, of filmnerds.com. So, you know, as soon as I saw it, I was like, ooh, I wonder what Matt thinks about this. So I've been kind of itching to talk to you about it. And I guess before we start talking about it, I don't think either of us know an awful lot about what's going to happen in this movie. So do you agree that we can probably kind of stay away from prognosticating too much about what happens plot-wise in the movie and just kind of talk about what geeks have had about this trailer? Does that make sense?
I mean, I don't think that there's any reason to believe that the plot is going to mirror anything that I might have read in terms of source material because the movies haven't. So,
I mean more in terms of spoiler, like, you know, things that have leaked out already in terms of, you know, where the story might be going or even cameos might be doing.
As far as that goes, I will avoid saying specifics, but I will just make one mention of saying that there are things that I'm fairly confident are going to be in this movie that are not in the trailer, and I like that. And I hope that they still hold back enough that we don't see all of the really cool, fun things that are in this movie, including characters, trailers.
There's one notable character that wasn't in there. I won't say. I see what you mean. But, yeah, I have no faith in them that they're going to withhold that. Because
I mean, as we get closer, it's just the Marvel marketing machine is going to want to sell us toys of all of the people that appear in this movie. And eventually you're going to see it whether you try to avoid it or not. But I at least am glad right now that they held some things back. That said, there was still a lot to like and get excited about from this trailer.
Yeah, their idea of holding back Vision was to put him on the poster, but really small.
Right, like there's no way that we could possibly enlarge images in 2015.
Or that we wouldn't kind of guess exactly who that is based on his silhouette.
Right.
If we cared at all that guy was in the movie, then we know immediately who that is. I'm not really sure where to start, but since we're kind of on the people in this trailer, we got our Black Panther, man.
Yeah.
He looks friggin' awesome. I mean, as soon as that first shot of Black Panther popped up and there's like a lens flare behind him and then he's like running on top of cars or running down the street, it's just like, oh man. This is something that we've all been waiting for so long. And I'm sure it's not going to be a huge part of the story, but just the fact that they've continued to go through that door that they opened up in Avengers Age of Ultron is super exciting. And then to see him in action the first time, it's so cool. That's one of the bigger kind of geek out moments for me in this trailer.
Yeah, I think we have talked about it on previous podcast too, but it's just one of my favorite characters, and I think just from a design standpoint I'm excited about it. But it's such an interesting character because of the specifics of that character's personality and his sort of, you know, skill set is what makes him such a unique character in comic books. And you know, I do hope that they do make him a fairly large part of the story, just because there's a lot you could bring to this, you know, this particular story that looks like it's going to be dealing a lot with, you know, sort of government agencies and espionage and, you know, people sort of factionalizing on one team or another. I think that character would fit really well into that type of a story because of the fact that he's by nature, you know, if they stick to the, you know, the way the character's been written before, he's a character that's very unpredictable and that you never really know whose side he's on and what his motivations are. That's kind of the nature of the Black Panther as a character, the way he's always been written. So that would make him a real fun part of a story like this, to have a character running around that you don't really know who he's fighting for and you don't know which side he's on. So, you know, I think the fact that they cast him so long ago and that they've already shown him to us in the marketing makes me hopeful that he is going to be a pretty major part of the plot.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, it seems like sovereignty is kind of a big theme in this movie, and that's his big motivation in the comics. You know, it's always protecting the sovereignty of his nation. And yeah, I agree that it does seem like geopolitics is a big part of this movie, which is, I think, great. And one of those things about the fictional Marvel universe that's always been so great is their ability to create nations from scratch. You know, Wakanda and Sokovia and Latveria and stuff like that, and really get into the politics and the geopolitics of all those things, but still obviously have fun with superhero stories. It's kind of like the good version of George Lucas's Star Wars prequels, you know, where everything's about tariffs and trade agreements, where like there's a way to make fake politics exciting, and it seems like Marvel knows how to do that. And like you said, the espionage aspect of it is one thing. I think the kind of predominant thing that blows me away about what seems to be happening in this trailer, and what blew me away about Winter Soldier, was the fact that the way that Marvel is really leaning into the kind of government oversight, espionage aspect of Captain America and of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that kind of wing of the Marvel Universe, and the fact that they've woven that into this greater story. You know, they figured out a way to bring characters from The Incredible Hulk and Iron Man into the feeling of a Captain America movie. You know, I mean, if you look at this movie on paper with all the characters that are going to be in it and when what's going on and what's at stake, you'd think, well, this just sounds like an Avengers movie. And that's kind of what I was afraid of, you know, that this is just going to be an Avengers movie. But then I watched this trailer and it to me, it looks entirely like a Captain America movie.
Yeah, I was very, actually, very that consistent. Was kind of my, that was my first thought watching it was, gosh, you know, I guess I was expecting the joke everyone's been making since we first started hearing news about this movie is this is Avengers 2.5, you know, and
right.
I think I was expecting to see that big, glitzy, shiny, explosion-filled Avengers thing, you know, the big hero shot CG masterpiece stuff, and There are tiny bits of that in this trailer, and I'm sure there will be some of it in the movie for sure too. But the overwhelming sense you get watching it is this looks like the sequel to The Winter Soldier, and it looks like it is focused on Cap and Bucky and Falcon as its heroes, and that, you know, certainly we get a good dose of Black Widow in there as a character, but you know, mostly, I guess what surprises me, in a movie with all of these, you know, big branded franchise characters and the budget that it must have, and, you know, what a movie that's no doubt has tons of incredible action sequences in it, the way they chose to frame the trailer was really very heavily built around character dynamics. And that was really what I was not expecting from this trailer. I mean, it also, by the way, and I know we always mention DC every time we talk about Marvel, but it's such an interesting contrast, okay, to how they are selling this movie compared to how Batman versus Superman is being sold, which that BVS trailer is really all about, look at our visual palette that we've created for this movie. Look at the designs. You know, maybe a little bit of special effects thrown in that we'll tease to you. This movie is presenting to you, look at these dramatic character moments that you're going to find these characters in that I bet you didn't expect to see them in. And look, there are action sequences. But to me, there's like a really effective moment that is essentially the closer of this trailer where, you know, he's talking about there's essentially a confrontation, a fight about to happen between Tony Stark and Captain America. And it feels really like emotional a little bit. And I think if you have seen movies with these characters in them before, it's a little bit jarring to watch this trailer and go, oh man, this is kind of sad, like that they're having to sit there in this position and I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that they're like bro tears, you know, to be shed.
Right.
And that final closing moment there with Tony Stark and Cap. And I mean, I'll go back, I'll defend, I'll be Snyder's advocate, and I'll defend the Beavis, BVS trailer. And say that, no, I mean, they do deal with the fallout of Man of Steel. You know, they give Batman some emotional context there with what happened with Man of Steel. So they're going for character. But
it's not a fair fight, though. We don't care about that Batman.
So there's
nothing they could do to equal it. And we've had
so many movies of these two characters interacting in various ways so that, in this trailer and presumably in this movie, that line means so very much. So,
well,
yeah, I mean, it is
a payoff.
It is hard to compare.
I mean, anybody that has essentially wondered, why are we doing this? Why are we making 17 movies that all connect to each other? And the answer is, if you actually care while you're making them and you care about the characters and the continuity of them, then the payoff can be enormous eventually. And we might, you know, we might be approaching a time here in a series of movies that are coming out in the next few years from this franchise where we're going to be getting character payoff in some of these movies that you really have never been able to accomplish before in another franchise. And that is really what got me excited from watching this trailer. The shot of everybody on Cap's team sort of running towards the camera, it's cool, it's exciting to go, like, I'm going to get to see another Avengers action sequence. But really, what gave me the most anticipation about it was, you know, watching some of those scenes play out between these characters and seeing that they're dynamics are going to change with each other, and it feels very dramatic to me as somebody who's followed these characters for years now.
Yeah, I mean, I, for me, what kind of blows me away is, again, how consistent they're staying with the arc of the Captain America movies, and really, you know, his Captain America's choice between Iron Man and Bucky is the same thing that he had, you know, he was told about before he took the serum in the first Avenger, and when the doctor, I forget his name, that's played by Stanley Tucci, you know, talks to him like, and tells him like, you look, you're going to be different, but you weren't chosen because you can be big and strong. You were chosen because you're a good person, and that's not anything to ever forget. And that's kind of come home to roost in Captain America seemingly having to choose between who he is now, which is the leader of the Avengers, and who he used to be, which is, you know, Bucky's buddy on the street. So the fact that they're building on not just other Avengers movies, but just Captain America movies, and again, staying consistent with that thread is, I think that's pretty awesome. And it goes to, I think it really speaks to the strength of the Russo brothers as not just the directors of this movie, but also fans of this character. And as a fellow fan of Captain America, I am just absolutely blown away and baffled that we have one really good, one great, and seemingly another really good, if not great, Captain America movie on the horizon. And I'm just, those guys are just great at this point. I mean, I'm kind of judging based on my love for one movie and my love for the trailer for another, but it really seems like they get the character, and the action in this, it looks even better than the action in Winter Soldier, which I was a huge fan of.
You know what a cool thing is about the action in this movie that we see in the trailer?
Looks real.
It's all going on during the daytime.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even raining either.
But yeah, I mean, it looks real. I mean, it looks like real choreography and real wire work. It doesn't look, other than obviously the Falcon, and there's that three-way fight between Iron Man and Captain America that looks kind of CG. But it still looks pretty badass.
Listen, first of all, yeah, the Falcon shot is probably the single coolest thing I've seen Falcon do in any of these movies yet. So that's promising that they put that in the trailer. But yeah, the tag team fight between with Bucky and Cap going like wailing on Iron Man is
trading the shield.
That's your money shot for this trailer to get people ready for it. It's trading the shield. It's so ridiculous and awesome. But
yeah,
no,
beautiful.
I mean, like, visually, I did that. That also occurred to me watching this is like, totally, this movie does not look like they are going for, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy or Thor or, you know, it's going to be, or even the first Captain America movie. It's not played as, a silly, fun romp. I mean, they're dealing with, you know, serious issues and the characters look like they're going to be put into very difficult positions. And you might almost use the word dark, you know, in terms of what the characters are being put through in this movie. This is a dark Captain America movie. But visually, they're not betraying the universe that they've, you know, that the other movies have lived in. And I think it's better for it. I think you can make a movie where characters are struggling with very difficult issues without having to make everything black and blue and gray everywhere. You can still have these characters live in a shiny, glossy world without, and that is, you know, consistently surprising and visually interesting without losing any of that tone, without losing any of the emotional heft. There is no necessary connection between a dark, you know, visual palette and characters having to deal with difficult issues. You can have them both.
Or complexity. You don't have to have,
exactly.
You don't have to have dark tones for complex characters. And I mean, again, I'll point to the Winter Soldier and say that is, you know, aside from a few sequences that take place at night, that is a nice, bright, shiny movie. The best action scene happens in broad daylight, and bad stuff is happening in that action scene, but the characters are still, there's still a lot of levity in that movie. You know, it's got a few laugh-out-loud moments, and it's a really good example of that Marvel formula, you know, allowing itself to go a little bit more deep, a little bit more complex, but not losing sight of, hey, you know, this is still popcorn entertainment. People still need to have fun, even if they're dealing with some heavier stuff. So, yeah, it seems like this is just kind of consistently carrying that torch.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I know we're going to end up getting another trailer, but I'm okay with that, and I'll probably watch the second trailer. I do think that retrospectively, Age of Ultron, I probably overindulged in the marketing. I still enjoyed the movie a ton, and I think I want this movie to have more surprises for me, and I know there's going to be a lot of stuff packed into it, and I hope they hold a lot of it back. If they don't, I'll try to not expose myself to it if it's at all possible, and it really almost isn't. But this was a great trailer, and I'm definitely, you know, encouraged by what I saw. I probably feel more optimistic about the movie now than I did before I saw the trailer, and I was already marking out pretty hard for this movie.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm saying now that I'd like to avoid all future trailers for this. But who knows if that'll happen. I'll probably go back on that promise. But yeah, I mean, I'll close out and just repeat what I said earlier, is that there was a part of me that was afraid that this was going to be another Avengers movie, like you said, Avengers 2.5. And I'm very happy that it is, in fact, Captain America 3. So, yep, thanks for talking to me about this, Matt, and I'm glad you're as excited as I am.
Yeah, let's go.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com and aspectradioshow.com.